Blog Talk Radio.
For my soul,
just for my soul, I need.
And I'm tired of crying all night, just for my soul.
Just for my soul, I need.
Lord, I need thee, oh, I need thee to take away this pain and misery. Cause God, I just can't do this by myself. I need a help, Lord. Gave my body and my soul away. So now I come to you just to behold. Heal my soul, Lord.
I need a healing for my soul.
Come on and heal me. Would you please feel my need, Lord?
I need you, I need you,
I need you, I need you. I need you. I need you.
Amen, amen. How many need something from the Lord? How many out there need a touch from the Lord on this morning? I know I do. I need the Lord to come and visit me. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Good morning, good morning. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. We are in May 2023. Certainly, we are taking charge of our lives and living it to the fullness. And I am your host, Dr. Maria Carey. I am the president and CEO of Amazing Grace Ministries. We certainly honor our co-host who did an outstanding job on last week. And we have another outstanding lesson for you. Certainly, I want you to come and dine with us on June 10th, 2023. It is fastly approaching. We are presenting Amazing Grace Ministries. We are destroying the yokes of bondage. We are presenting our annual Blog Talk Celebration Breakfast on June 10th, 2023. We will be celebrating 6 years of ministry, being on the air. I'm excited. I'm excited. I want you to be a part. This event is free. It is a free celebration with food included. All you've got to do is just confirm with me or my co-host. Certainly this annual breakfast will be held at the Wisdom Village in the community room located 12445 South Morgan, Calumet Park, Illinois. 60827 is the zip code, and this will be from 9 to 12. If you come after 12, you're going to miss it. It is a free admission. Free admission. All you have to do is confirm. Now, I'm paying for your food. All you got to do is come out and eat. Now, you got to tell me how many people going to be there. If you decide that you're going to show up without letting me know, you may show up and not have nothing to eat. So I need for you to confirm your presence with me or Evangelist Terry Rogers. Now, if you want to confirm with me, my number is 309-750-7584. If you want to confirm with Evangelist Terry Rogers, her telephone number is 312-885-7770. You have your choice. You have until May 27th to confirm this event. I pray that everybody hears me. If you don't hear me, those that are listening, I pray that you hear me. Now, you can contact me or Evangelist if you have any questions. She can answer any of your questions. And certainly, we have been talking about living life to the fullness, and we will carry that theme over. We are living life abundantly, and certainly we get that theme from John 10 and 10b, because Christ came that we may have life, and that life more abundantly. And certainly we get a topic on today. I appreciate every one of you that are listening in Radio Land. Certainly you have supported this radio show, and I pray that you will continue to support this radio show, and I pray that this radio show have been a blessing to your life. I pray that something has been said in this radio show that has helped you to navigate your life and that life to the fullness. And certainly that's what we've been talking about all year long. We have been talking about cultivation. We have been talking about planting. We have been talking about using our spiritual weapons. And certainly, I'm certainly getting ahead of myself. Praise the Lord. I want to back up a little bit. Praise God. If you want the link to this show, all you have got to do is text me and say, Dr. Carey, I want the link. Thank you to each and every one that is listening. If you want the link where you can listen to this show afterwards, certainly give me a call and I will forward that link to you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So let's move forward. We have prepared a word that will captivate your mind. It will change your life. Christ has come that we may have life more abundantly. This word will illuminate your heart and lift you to a greater level in the Lord Jesus Christ. We will take you on a journey in the word that will give you greater peace, greater hope, closer to Jesus as we set the pace for victory. We are fighting the good fight of faith and using our spiritual weapons. The theme for this month of May has been spiritual cultivation. The lesson for this third Saturday in May is my greatest pain is my greatest victory, deliverance. Hallelujah. If you didn't notice the song coming on, praise the Lord. How many of you need a healing in your soul on today? How many of you need something or you have got something before the Lord and you need him just to requench your spirit and just touch you and strengthen you? And you know, my God is faithful. He is just, and he will do just what he said he's going to do. Praise God. Hallelujah. He is good, and he's good all the time. Not just sometimes, but all the time, God is good. So let's go to the word, shall we? We're coming out of Judges 13 and 5. We've got three scriptures, and we've got Hebrews 11 and 32, and then we're going to Joel, second chapter, verses 24 to 26. If I seem, my nose is a little stopped up this morning. My sinuses are working overtime. But hallelujah, God, it has delivered. Going to Judges, for lo, thou shalt conceive and bear a son, and no razor shall come on his head. For the child shall be a Nazarite unto God from the womb, and he shall begin to deliver Israel out of the hands of the Philistines. Hebrews 11, verse 32. And I'm reading the King James Version. And what shall I say? What shall I more say? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon and of Barak and Samson and Jephthah, of David, also Samuel, and of the prophets. Joel 2, verses 24-36. Hallelujah. And the floor shall be full of wheat, and the vats shall overflow with wine and oil, and I will restore you the years that the locust has eaten, the cankerworms and the caterpillar and the plumber worm, my great armies which I sent among you, and ye shall eat plenty and be satisfied and praise the name of the Lord your God, that thou hast dwelt wonderfully with you, and my people shall never be ashamed. That's the word right there, praise the Lord. If I was to go into all of that, certainly we would say that is the word for the day, restoration. But there is no doubt, including myself, that if we were to say on this morning that had it not been for the Lord on my side, I would not have made it. We are going through, and that is exactly what we are doing. We are going through. None of us are immune to suffering, immune to life tragedies. If we would just say, if we look back at our problems, we could literally say that some of our problems have caused us some night sleep, some anxiety that's caused us to almost throw in the towel. We could say that we could think of some things, and I want to just list some things. I was going to say you could list some things, but I'm gonna give some things. First of all, illnesses and sickness. Illnesses and sickness in this day and time. We just came out of a global pandemic called coronavirus, and yet there's always some type of new disease that they're talking about that we need to be fearful of. And then there is the lack of finance. Everything has gotten higher. Everything has increased, from the groceries that we buy at the store to the gas we put in our car. And shelter. Oh, thank God for shelter. Thank God for shelter. Thank God for a roof over our heads. But then there are some that don't have that, praise God. So we are counting our blessings for just the little things. And then let's talk about the crime, shall we? The crime and the violence of what's going on. We look, we see every day there is a shooting. And it seems like the government don't want to take the guns off the streets. But there is some type of monetary value that they're getting because guns are on the street. And then there's climate change. If you haven't looked at the news, they're talking about climate has increased and the earth is getting hotter. So in essence, all the pollution and everything has been put in the climate. The earth is getting hotter. And then there is the stuff that we do. Oops. Did I say the stuff that we do? Yeah, the stuff that we do. I did say that. Paul said, the things that I would not do, those things that I do. And we can find that in Romans 7 and 15. For that which I do not, that which I do I allow not. For what I would, that do I not. But what I hate, that do I. And then he brings it on down to the 17th verse, what I'm going to read to 16 too. If then I do that which I would not, I consent unto the law that it is good. Now then, it is not more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. There's a sin nature that we got to deal with. And sometimes we do stuff, but we don't know why we're doing stuff. And we got to repent on a daily basis. But I want to talk about Psalms 37:23, if you allow me to. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his ways. The steps of a good man. Now, I'm talking about deliverance. I'm talking about my greatest pain is my greatest victory. Mm-hmm. So, and then I come with Psalms here that talks about the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. But we fail to realize that everything we do go through in our lives is ordered by the Lord. He knows what we're going to do it before we do it. So let's take in context the main scripture. I talked about Judges, and the reason why I talked about Judges on this morning is because I want to talk about Samson. I want to talk about that Nazarite, that judge of Israel, that was famous for his strength, that was famous for killing the Philistines, that was born towards the end of the Judges, and being the last named judge prior to Eli and Samuel, who under God's guidance turned Israel from a theocracy to a monocracy, meaning they turned from ruling, being ruled by God, to being ruled by a king. And certainly we see that in the Old Testament. The Philistines had been used by God against Israel because of the nation's evil deeds. Judges 13:1. While Samson's mother is a name, his father was Manoah of the tribe of Dan, who was raised at Zorah. Judges 13:2. Like a number of other women in the Bible who had noble sons, Samson's mother was barren. Praise God. We find that a lot of women were barren, but God delivered them. When the angel announced to his mother that she would conceive, he told her that the child would be a Nazarite. Samson had a relationship with three women. Philistine woman, whom he married, Judges 14:8-18, prostitute at Gaza, Judges 16:1-3, and the most famous one was Delilah, and whom he fell in love with in Judges 16:4. And certainly we know the story. We know the story of Samson, who certainly did a lot of stuff that he was not supposed to do as a Nazarite. So we know that eventually Delilah found out his secret, and he was arrested, and he was captured by the Philistines. His hair was cut off, which was the source of his strength. And once his hair was cut off, then Satan thought that he had him. How many of you have gone through some stuff? Maybe not of your own accord or your own making, but you find yourself in situations that you don't know how to get out of. Situations that have been caused by just living. Maybe you've been fired on your job at one point and you never knew you would be fired. Maybe you were laid off from your job. You've gone from this place to that place. You don't know how your rent is going to be paid. Finances are seemingly to be high and look like you don't know how ends going to meet. You know, most of my cousins, my younger cousins, tell me they try to talk to me and say, it's hard out here. Life is hard. But you know, if we put our hands in God's hands, if we put our hands in his hands and allow him to direct us and allow him to keep us, then we'll make it. You know, they give me a song and dance. They try to tell me that you know, life is hard. I'm trying to make it. I don't know if I can make it. And my response to them is, you need to depend on the Lord. You're not going to make it if God is not on your side, because life is hard. Life, if you're going to live in this life, the Bible says faith and chance happens to us all. So life is going to be challenging, because why? Okay, you ask me why I tell you. And that's because we're living in a day and age where Satan is the ruler of the earth. God may be in control, but Satan was kicked out of heaven, and Satan will prefer profits over your life. Did I say he will prefer profits over your life? Yes, he will. Christ came that we may have life, and certainly we've been talking about that theme throughout the year. We're going to continue to talk about that theme on June. So come on now, come on, come on, come on. We're going to have a time in the Lord. But Satan comes, and that's why we've been talking about spiritual weapons, spiritual cultivation, taking on the weapons of the Lord, because the weapons of the Lord are not carnal, but they're mighty through God to pulling down strongholds, because everything that we're facing today is ordered by God. God has ordered him. Here's a man coming that was birthed to a woman that was barren, and we know the story. Everybody knows the story of Samson and Delilah. We have looked at movies on television that have captivated our imaginations and gave us the story that was blown out of proportion, and they've added to it and wasn't biblical, certainly given part of the Bible, but not all of it, so that they can get viewers. But when we look at the Bible, when we look at where we're coming from, we understand, and we look at the Bible is giving us. We know, if we evaluate this story, that Samson was dedicated to be a Nazarene from birth. He was separated. He was separated. He should have been a separated person. And he should have been holy unto the Lord, because Nazarites did not allow you to eat or drink alcohol. They didn't allow you to, that culture didn't allow for touching unclean things. And certainly it didn't allow for the cutting of your hair. So when you look at the regulations of what it meant to be a Nazarite, you can find those in Numbers chapter 6, verses 2 through 21. So he was supposed to be separated. He was supposed to be set apart because he was set apart. He was called of God for a direct purpose. And yet God knew what he was going to do before he even done it. And if we read the book and if we study Samson, we know that eventually he killed more Philistines than any judge. Oh, praise God, but he had to come back. He had to go through. He had to go through being blind. He had to go through those obstacles. Oh, why? Because of that sin nature. Because sin will cost you some things. Sin is rampant in the earth. But we thank God Jesus came and he became the lamb that took away all the sin. He became the lamb that has made the sacrifice and we don't have to worry about it anymore. But we see that Samson, the latter part, Delilah finally got him to share his secret. Oh, laying in a woman's lap. She rubbing on his head. And she asked him three times. And that third time was a charm. They cut all his hair off. And when he shook himself to get up to defeat the Philistines, he was not able to do so. They captured him. They blinded him. And they cut his hair off. They threw him in prison. But what they forgot is that he was still set apart, that he was still God's child, that he was still in God's hands. And when his hair started growing back, he might not have been able to see, but you still are called. Or when the devil tries to come against God's anointing, don't care, we're still God's anointing. We're still bought with a price. Oh, and God will deal with us as he sees fit. Oh, but you said, the word says, touch not my anointing and do my prophet no harm, because there is a sanction on our lives when we accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. God will protect us. God will give us the desires of our heart if our ways please him. Oh, we don't have to back up. We don't have to do any of that, because God has made a way out of no way if we trust him, if we depend on him. The word says that our steps are ordered by God. So if our steps are ordered by God, he has a way for us to escape, and he will open up the doors and bring us out. That is the promise we have with God. And certainly when we read the story, we know that Samson was, his head grown back. He was put between two pillars, and he asked God to strengthen him one more time, and God honored his request. He ended up killing 1,000 Philistines. Oh, that was just with a jawbone. But he ended up killing between two pillars. He killed more Philistines than any other prophet. And we see that because his steps were ordered by God over in the New Testament, over in Hebrews 11 and 32, he was named, his name was recorded in those that had great faith. Samson fulfilled the prophecy set forward in the beginning when the angels informed his mother that he would begin to deliver Israel out of the hands of the Philistines. However, it was through his pain and anger that defeated the Philistines, and it ultimately caused his life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Deliverance is the act or insistence of deliverance, setting free. I'm talking about my greatest pain is my greatest victory, deliverance. Understand that you were bought with a price, and we are all meant to go through. Some things are small. Some things are health-related. Some things are financially. Some things are natural. Some things are not. Death of a loved one. Life is challenging. And then there are other things that we have to go through because it's ordered by the Lord. But when we look at deliverance, we can put on the fruit of the Spirit. And we've talked about the fruit of the Spirit so often, Galatians 5 and 22 and 20, 25, and I'm just about through, praise the Lord. I still got 15 minutes, but I'm going to wrap it up. When we look at hatred and resentment, we need to give opposite when we're talking about dealing and going through. We can have life abundance, and we can still be going through. We're talking about spiritual cultivation. Last week we talked about wisdom. I think the week before we talked about planting. All of these are cultivation. And when we look at what is cultivating or what is how, what and defining cultivation, we can look at our window and see all the greenery. It's May, and the trees are green already. The grass is green. We're planting flowers. We're planting herbs. We're going to get them collard greens and them tomatoes in the backyard. And before the end of the summer, we're going to have cucumbers and collard greens and peppers and all that stuff we've grown in the backyard. It's a process. It grows. It's a process with us. We have to grow in grace and the knowledge, our relationship with God. We have to grow. We have to grow. We have to grow. And in the midst of what we are going through, guess what it does? It helps us to grow. It helps us to put on the whole armor of God. It helps us to understand and to quiet ourselves and pray more and praise God more and to seek God more. God, I don't know why I'm going through this. Lord, I need your help. And you know good and well, if you wouldn't go on through with it, you wouldn't be calling on the name of the Lord. Oops. So when we look at hatred, resentment, or bitterness, we need to put on the fruit of love. Depression and sadness for the spirit of joy. You know, when this is mental health, man, and I'm a counselor. I certainly know about the symptoms. But when we come to the joy of the Lord, the scripture says the joy of the Lord is my strength. So that means if I could just praise God, and I have to press in because Satan ain't going to give it to you for free. You got to work for it. Nervousness, anxiety, restlessness, torment for the spirit of peace. Impatience, frustration for the spirit of patience. Selfishness, cruelty for the spirit of kindness. Moral impurities of all kinds for the fruit of goodness. Lying, sorcery for the fruit of faithfulness. Anger, temper, strife for the fruit of gentleness. Selfishness, addictions, compulsions for the fruit of self-control. In conclusion, I want to restate Joel, the 25th chapter. It says, "And I will restore to you the years that the locust has eaten, the cankerworm and the caterpillar and the pommel worm, my great army, which I sent among you." God is restoring. He is a restorer of every pain and every situation that befalls you and I. So we can rest assured that you are going to benefit from it, because there is a lesson. There is a lesson in the test. Joyce Myers used to say that it's only a test. What I'm going through is only a test. And there's a song out there that sings that same song. It's only a test. What I'm going through is only a test. Habits, problems, mountains are working towards your good for his plan for your life. Let's pray. Father God, I hope this word have reached somebody. I pray, God, in the name of Jesus, that you touch and strengthen somebody that's going through, that don't know you and the problem of the pardon of their sins. I pray, God, that you'll pardon them right on this morning. I pray, God, that that one that's not saved will say, "What must I do to be saved?" And then, Father, if they confess their sins to you and accept you as their Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, then you are faithful and just to forgive them of their sins. Thank you, Lord. Now, I pray, God, for each and every one on this line. I pray, God, that you'll bless them abundantly. And God, whatever the situation is, whatever the plane, the problems that they're going through, God, that you will be a deliverer and that you will set them free from all the pains and all the worries that they're going through, for all the situations, God, everything, God, I pray for them on this morning. I pray, God, that you will strengthen them. I pray, God, that you will heal and bring them out on top. Now, Father God, I certainly pray, God, for everyone that has listened to this broadcast. I pray, God, for the event that we're having on June 10th. I pray, God, that you are blessed abundantly. And, God, you will bring people out, and they will be testimonials of what they have received from this ministry. God, I pray for this ministry in the name of Jesus. I pray for everyone that have donated to this ministry. I pray, God, that you continue to allow this ministry to be a blessing to the world and beyond. I pray, God, that you touch, deliver, and set free. Oh, this blog talk was established to break and destroy every yoke of bondage that is capturing men and allowing them and keeping them from being their fullest or walking into their fullest potential. I pray, God, that the fruits of the Spirit will be active in their lives as I have spoken, God. I pray that deliverance, God, of all issues, all habits, and God, that you will begin to cultivate individuals strong in the Lord and in the power of your might to understand and dwell richly in them through the Spirit of God, that you may make them outspoken, that you may make them bold to address Satan and his issues in this world. Oh, because he was cast out into this world, and he is trying to make God look like he has no power. But Holy Spirit, rise up in us that we may show forth the power of God's anointing, and the power may exude through us. Oh, even as Samson, God, let your anointing, let your power go forth in the name of Jesus, and let us be a light. You said, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify the Father which is in heaven." And I pray right now, God, that our lights will glorify you. And I certainly pray for our co-host, wherever she may be. I pray that you strengthen her and continue to bless her life and continue to bless Amazing Grace Ministries. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Certainly, I thank each and every one that has taken a little time out to be with us on today. I pray something has been said. I pray that you will get back with me and that you will give me feedback and to let me know how we've done on today. My telephone number is 309-750-7584. Again, give us feedback and confirm your presence on June 10th. We're going to have good fellowship, and we will go online live. And this is it. You got 2 weeks. I pray I hear from you soon. Thank you. God bless. Bye-bye.